Good day to all of you. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And happy Thanksgiving to all. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because the Lord is good. And his mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from HNLC Studios. I give respect and honor to my covering apostle, Dr. Prince A. Miles, and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect and honor to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. Amen. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you a chance to get your Bibles and pens and paper and all of that, and then we're going to come back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and pens and paper and notes and notepads and things that we use to study the Word of God with. I am so honored and so blessed that we all get to study together again this day, this moment. Let us go before our Father with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for our breath. We thank you, Lord, that you put us here on this planet. At this time, in this moment, in this season, in this very hour, for your purpose, for your glory, and for your reason. We thank you, Lord, that we have purpose to bring glory and honor to you, O God, in all that we do. We ask you to bless this broadcast. And bless all of those within the sound of my voice. We thank you for manifesting your presence, your peace, your joy, unspeakable, your love, everlasting, in us, on us, around us, and through us. We thank you for this moment of an opportunity to sit at your feet and glean and eat from your table the morsels that you will have to glean and eat as we study your word on this day. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, for you alone are the teacher. And I ask, Lord, that you hide us all behind the cross, so that it is all of you and none of us. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you place your words on my tongue and on my lips and give me what to deliver unto the people on today. And we bless you and we glorify you and we magnify you and we honor you in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the Holy Spirit were to give me a title for today's study, it would be, Do I Love Myself as Jesus Loves Me, so that I can project that love onto others? Our scripture text is coming from John chapter 17, verse 26, and it is the prayer of Jesus. And I encourage all of us to really study John chapter 17 and really see the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ expressed in this passage of scripture. But our scripture text comes from John chapter 17, verse 26, where Jesus said, I have made your name known to them. And I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. All of you can follow along with me in your translations, as we always do. But he says, I have made your name known to them. He's talking about the Father. And revealed your character and your very self. And I will continue to make you known, that the love which you have bestowed upon me may be in them, felt in their hearts, and that I myself may be in them. And you know, Holy Spirit was dealing with me about this. And he said, when you are in the bathroom, and you're at your sink, and you're by yourself, and you look at yourself in the mirror, and you look at your face, and you look into your eyes, who is looking back at you? Is it just you that's looking back at you, or is it Jesus the Christ who is in you? The hope of glory, looking back at you too. And what is Jesus saying to us, his children, those of us who name the name of Christ and know him as our personal Lord and Savior? What do you think he's saying when we look at ourselves in the mirror? Because he dwells in us. He's saying, I love you with an everlasting love. I gave myself for you. I want you to love yourself. Appreciate who you are. Appreciate how I've made you, how I've constructed you, how I am instructing you, how I dwell in you, how I live in you. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And that you are to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto me, he says in Romans chapter 12, which is your reasonable service. You know, Matthew, if we go over to Matthew chapter 22 and we look at verses 36 through 40, it says here, the disciples are asking him, he says, in verse 36, it says, Teacher, which kind of commandment is great and important, the principal kind in the law? Some commandments are light, which are heavy. And verse 37 in Matthew chapter 22 says, And he replied to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind or your intellect. Verse 38, this is the great, most important, and principal, and first commandment. And the second, Jesus said, is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you do yourself. How can we, as children and people of God, love one another purely and walk in the agape, God kind of supernatural, everlasting love described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If we do not love ourselves as God loves us first. You know, so many times, I'm sure people, we have all dealt with self-esteem issues and things of, you know, worrying about what people say about us and caring about what other people say. But what should be most important and first and foremost is not what other people say about us or what other people think about us. But what should be first and foremost say about me? He loved me so much that he created me and fashioned me and placed me here on this planet for his purpose and for his glory, to bring glory to him in my life. What does my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, say about me? Let's go over to 2 Corinthians and let's look at verses. Let's go into 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and let's look at verses 17 through 20. And beginning at verse 17 in the Amplified Classic Edition, as I'm reading, it says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. And behold, the fresh and new has come. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself. He received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim also to bring others into harmony with him. Verse 19 says, it was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. That is awesome. Verse 20, again, I have to read that again. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you, for his sake, to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. How beautiful that is, that God loves us so much, the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, almighty God, Abba, Creator, loves us so much to make us his ambassador. He sees us as his ambassador. Let's go over to Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. In the Amplified, it reads, "He who is able to hear, let him listen to and heed what the Spirit says to the assemblies or to the churches. To him who overcomes, conquers, I will give to eat of the manna that is hidden, and I will give him a white stone with a new name engraved on that stone, which no one knows or understands except he who receives it." Now, as I was studying about that in the Dake, it says here, according to this verse, in the Dake it says, the white stones were known to the ancients as what were called victory stones. In ancient times, they meant pardon. They meant you had received pardon and the evidence of receiving pardon. And in the ancient times, judges had white and black stones. If a black stone was given to the criminal, then he was condemned. But if a white stone was given to him, then he was pardoned. And then it also said that conquerors in the public games were also given white stones with their names in them. And those white stones that those conquerors were given in those public games entitled them to be supported for the rest of their lives at the public expense. Perhaps all three things meant by the white stone that Jesus is referring to here in Revelation chapter 2:17 is meant for the overcomer as well. We have been pardoned. It is the evidence of our pardon. And not only that, it is the right that we have that Jesus has given us to be entitled to be supported for the rest of our lives by him and the kingdom of God. Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 62 verses, and let's look at verses 1 through 5. And this is a scripture that is in conjunction with Revelation that we just read. Let's look at verses 1 through 5 in Isaiah 62. It says, "For Zion's sake, I, Isaiah, not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her imputed righteousness and vindication go forth as brightness, and her salvation radiates as does a burning torch." Verse 2 says, "And the nations shall see your righteousness and vindication, your rightness and justice, not your own, but his rightness and justice that has been ascribed to you. And all kings shall behold your salvation and glory, and you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name personally. You shall also be so beautiful and prosperous as to be thought of as a crown of glory and honor in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem exceedingly beautiful in the hand of your God. You, Judah, shall no more be termed forsaken, nor shall your land be called desolate anymore, but you shall be called Hephzibah, my delight is in her, and your land be called Beulah, married, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married, owned, and protected by the Lord. For as a young man marries a virgin, O Jerusalem, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Is that not beautiful? He sees us, as verse 3 says, beautiful and prosperous, and thought of as a crown of glory and honor in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem, exceedingly beautiful in the hand of your God. This is some of the ways that God sees us. Let's go over to Psalm 139 and let's look at verses 13 through 18. My time is getting away from me. We may have to continue this. But Psalm 139, and I encourage you, search the scriptures. Find out what God says about you. Personally, find out Almighty has said about you. It will cause you to look at yourself differently when you're in the bathroom, as I stated earlier, at your sink, looking at yourself in the mirror and looking into your eyes, and realizing who it is that is looking back at you, if you are a child of the Most High God, who profess Jesus the Christ as your Lord and Savior. Quickly, let us read Psalm 139, verses 13 through 8. For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful, and for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret, and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors in the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. How precious and weighty also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awoke, could I count to the end, I would still be with you. God is so mindful of us. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, is so in love with us as his children. Get to know him and understand how he sees you so you can love yourself and then project that beautiful love onto others so that we are known as Christ's disciples by our love. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this opportunity and this God-given ordained moment that you have given unto us to study your word, to learn more about you, to be in your presence, and to understand how important it is for us not just to love one another, but to love ourselves as you love us, O God, so that we can put forth and project your pure love to others. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your peace and for teaching us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his face and his countenance and turn it towards you and give you his peace always. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. Good God day to all of you. And tune in next time when we have the opportunity again to study the Word of God together. Amen.